I sent him an email. I didn't mean he won't come in for the fun, but that's what this his email said.
NCAA tournament. We're here.
He didn't RSVP to the email, did he?
No, nobody did.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that came back.
Well, I just figured if I don't, I'm going to be here.
Right, right.
I didn't respond.
You said that the agenda looked great.
Oh, great. I thought that meant something.
That counted.
You said it looked bad. I wasn't coming.
I'm going to start the meeting.
Thanks.
Welcome to the MBE Jez meeting on March 16th, 5:15. Join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I did hear from Wendy. She is not able to attend. She unexpectedly can't make it. And Nepal or Brandon got stuck in the traffic, Dawn got stuck in, so they might make it for the discussion. With that, can I have an approval for the minutes from January 19th as shared by our secretary?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I don't think I vote. I wasn't a member.
Any abstentions?
Yes.
Gavin abstain, Kelly, so it's exciting.
I'm sorry, who
seconded?
Tracy. Okay, thank you, Tracy.
You can vote on it even if you weren't there.
I can't.
He can't because he wasn't.
Oh, you abstain too?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I don't vote,
two.
And you don't have it. Is it 50% of those 51% of those present voting, Dawn, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
I don't have to vote.
Because we have to swear him in.
Oh, very good. That's not on the agenda.
Sorry, you're going to log in.
So, Gavin is a new member of Montclair Township Board of Trustees, appointed him to this board. Do you want to swear him in, Dawn?
Sure.
Do you need him to stand?
Raise your right hand.
Yep.
Do you swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will faithfully discharge the duties as a member of the Board of Directors of the Monclova, Maumee, Toledo Joint Economic Development Zone, Lucas County, according to the best of your ability?
I do.
Thank you.
Yay. Welcome on board, again.
Yeah.
Anything else we can add? Yes, so I know it should be there, right?
Uh-huh.
Patrick.
The agenda looks good.
Well, I didn't know.
You didn't know Gavin was a member. Except I did. I did present. I filled you in, Paul. Ohio requirements. We had an email that went to Chuck and asked for a couple of details for our Ohio plan policy. And Chuck forwarded it to me and you.
I gave it to Jennifer, but that's all I had.
So we would assume we would hear more, right?
Okay.
If Jennifer hadn't replied, I will make sure that the Ohio plan is covered. But this leads to another discussion that Tracy and I were having. It's not critical information. It was our budget for the year,
mm-hmm.
right? So there should be a central house or three central houses, but we should have all that information so it's really simple for the secretary or for somebody from staff or a fiscal officer to send the list of board members, to send the budget of this board, to send previous minutes, to send financial reports. So can I ask you to ask Jennifer to send that information for the last?
I got it.
You got it? Got it.
Can you send it to
Gavin? I think thought that was the best place. Send it to our fiscal. It doesn't have to be Gavin. It is Gavin, though, our fiscal officer. And then our fiscal officer will get it to the right place to store it.
Got
it. And I'm sure Chuck will be back next year, and he'll just ignore all this and keep the information himself. But
got it.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. So that brings us to the meat of the meeting and why we have our attorney here, Dawn Sanderson. Tom and I were talking about the office work, because we've talked about it for a while now, I want to say at least a year, I just said, hey, I don't know that everybody on the board has a complete picture or all the documents for the contracts and the history. So she put together the documents and the history, and yep.
This is the mommy copy.
You can
share.
I can make copies. Yes. Give it to me.
Okay. I have made the copies. I'm waiting for you to let me know whether or not you need a set.
Oh, it'd be great.
Dan, do you need one?
And Dawn, and I'm going to let Dawn just start by giving us a little history.
Are you?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then we can discuss this application, grant application. I might not use the right words.
Well, Barbara says, mentioned, we put this together so that the new members and the old members who didn't have, full complete set of documents to work from. We have periodically get questions that come through, good ones, because in part, I don't think the board has any material to reference. We started this project in 2002. We've had three amendments, I believe. Started off as a JED that transferred into a JEDD with a CETA. This is what most of you are familiar with. We added a property in 2010, and then again in 2013, so amendment copies of those amendments are in here. And it also, having the full contract that helps answer questions on how this board should be operating as well. The guidelines are in there. In the back of the notebook are the relevant annexation, JEDC, and CETA statutes. So we tried to make it complete as complete as we could to this point, and we thought if we kept it in a binder, if, for example, when we get moving forward on making this, presuming that we get to a final document on the job grant, we'll be able to put a divider in and include that in your notebook as well, so everybody's actually working with the same information.
I appreciate all the hard work you put into this.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be helpful for
Myron. A big file still sticking out of it.
And you saw Chuck always walk in with it. Right?
Yeah,
he always came in with it. Right.
This is really nice.
And I thought that was like the official when I saw Chuck with his. So.
Right. So now we have it put together in a different way, and we all have access to it.
That's great.
Very nice.
This did. In part, starts down a question Brandon asked at the last meeting. And Dawn did do her work and has an answer on that as well.
Is this the one where we don't know if we have to go back to our respective boards for
the
jobs
grant? That's the question.
Yes. Looking at, and you'll have an opportunity to be able to look at Section 5 of the contract, which describes the purpose of this board and how it operates. I think that there's adequate language, broad enough language that the board can administer the job grant, but it would be recommended that once the board finalizes what they think the job grant should be, that each of the representatives take them back to their legislative bodies for approval. And then move forward.
You're not talking about each individual application, are you? Just the grant document itself?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the legislative bodies have done that in the past, and that's what we've been operating from. But if we're going to make significant changes in that doc, I think it's best to go back to the legislative bodies and
say we've updated it, we've made improvements. We like your one on it.
And I also think it's wonderful to go back to your legislative bodies and remind them there's a joint economic development zone. Right? Mm-hmm. Moncton is just three of us. We've been doing this forever, but you all have council members that change lots. You all being Toledo and Maumee. So should we get to the work of this jobs grant? Dawn sent it out earlier. You see that it's blue. Blue means it is change. And yellow was, I thought, areas that needed discussion. That doesn't mean that's the only areas, but I absolutely wanted to cover those areas tonight so we could get closer. Gavin has one. Looks like Josh needs one. I know, but look how little it is.
I've got it. Thank you.
Okay, so the purpose and the goal, I don't think we have any questions about, right? Move to eligible applicants, and we get to yellow right away, where we add the mommy language of at least $20 per hour. We thought maybe of at least 150% over the applicable minimum wage would make it last longer than $20 an hour. But I'm just going to try to get this all out, guys. Sorry, be patient.
Should that be or at
least? Is that or?
No, it would be one or the other as we discuss this.
That's what I said. It says of.
And you should say or then. Or at least.
No.
It's going to be $20
an hour, or it's going to be
one of those sentences.
Yes. Thank you, Gavin, for speaking for me. That's tough.
Rate of. Oh, I get you. You get two sentences. You choose which one.
So $20 an hour, at some point, we're going to exceed that, and then we'll have to amend it. Or do we say 150 or whatever number?
Yes.
Make the language last longer.
Thank you, Gavin. But as I scroll down, I get to.
My paper doesn't scroll.
Okay, as you flip through. Gosh, guys are mean to me. Darn it. Right away, there's conflicting information. It is under.
What color is it?
It's yellow. No, it's blue. That's why I have problems. Final approval. Amount of grant. There we go. Under amount of grant on the next page, it says.
Page bottom, page two.
Yep, creation projects. The grant is based on a minimum of $150,000 of new or increased payroll of 10 new full-time jobs as a result of the expansion or relocation. So if you do the math on that, you're not getting $20 an hour jobs or 100% of minimum wage jobs. You're getting a $15,000 a year job, right? 10 jobs at $150,000 would be $15,000. My issue with the whole thing, and I'm absolutely here to discuss this, is that I don't think it's necessary. I think that our joint economic development zone is different than a downtown Maumee or an area that might need revitalization. And this $20 an hour price tag isn't what's drawing people to our joint economic development zone. If you decide, hey, we have to keep the $20 or the 150%, we need to make sure that the grant language is consistent throughout. But I stand with, we don't need the $20 an hour. Discussion.
Well, obviously the 150% of the minimum payroll, I'm not sure that's 20.
15.
They say 15,
like
right?
10,
yeah, it's like 15, 15 bucks. Are we trying to incentivize $15 an hour jobs?
I'm telling you, I don't think it
matters.
Right.
Okay. Because the 10 full-time jobs, just to get back to that, we kept it down. You could say 15 are full-time jobs, but we kept it there because there are jobs, there are companies located out here that have employees. Like we just had one in Maumee located $128,000 average job in Neil Anderson's headquarters.
Great.
Per job. So what I'm saying is, that would be the high end, but this wouldn't prohibit somebody with a small, it just means more job.
Okay.
You'd have to say that's.
It's easy to hit. $150,000 in new payroll is easy to hit. It's not $150,000 and 10 jobs. It's like a. I think the intent was is that you have to meet $150,000 payroll and have at least 10 new jobs, right? So you can actually go up from there.
So I have to hit $150,000 in payroll and have 10 new jobs.
At least 10 new jobs, or maybe 15 jobs.
So $150,000 in payroll divided by the 10 jobs is what?
150.
It's
$15,000
per job. 15,
okay.
So that's not a $20 an hour job.
Okay. So you raise, then you just raise
you
the full-time job.
$200,000 is what you're saying to make it
$20,000. It probably needs to be a lot more than that. A $20 job is what?
Well,
$40,000 a year?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
do
I don't.
Do you need to have 10 full-time jobs?
Yeah, I didn't change the 150. I just left it there from whenever it was.
I think a full-time job is going to be.
I'm fine with raising that number.
Yeah, but if I guess you have to understand the zone. You have to say, what are we trying to attract there? And we do a couple of smaller office buildings where they might not bring in a job. So do we want to exclude them? Where, like back on the Weatherfield Court, you know, in there's like. Four different offices within there, and it might be four people in here. So we can say, because there's only four of you, we don't want you to come into this because of the 10, or not. That's what...
You can even qualify for any state or federal grants with four employees, Kevin. My concern is that, and I know we talked about this last time, or not last time, but before last, is that we talked about it's really not our job to give away money. Our job is to incentivize somebody locating. I mean, if it's really big, this is no incentive, right? If it's really small, and if that's what you're going for, then maybe it is an incentive, right? But, you know, even in Mall Meat, we cut it off to stop giving grants to companies that were going to locate anyway, right? I mean, giving these little job grant means nothing to them in terms of their bottom line. So look at what that looks like, right? If you're trying to incentivize the smaller firms because you don't rely on one company for your tax base, then... But
I'm just saying, we have to do one or the other. If we're going to say a minimum of 10, you can't put 150. It just, that doesn't.
And raise the 150. What do you think it ought to be?
And then we just have to say, what does the board want to incentivize in that area? I agree. We don't want to incentivize, you know, per se, retail jobs, things like that. You're trying to bring in something more.
Yeah, I just never changed this. I thought, I'm tired of changing this thing, so I didn't change this whole thing.
Yeah.
So you're right, it starts there. I mean, you could start it with it.
I think it should be me coming in, not number of jobs person, because it's the money that it...
With both, yeah.
It, well, if you have four full employees and they bring in 300,000, then it's the 300,000 that's more important, not the number of jobs. I think the bottom line is the money that's coming in that's covering the cost of this grant.
True.
So
you're right. I mean, you could
the number of jobs.
Redo this whole exhibit A and make it say that.
Yeah. No. It should just be money. It shouldn't be number of jobs.
I didn't start reading it until about 4:45 today. Just you know,
well, they don't say number of jobs.
That
one person that makes $300,000 and that would cover the cost of the.
But if you just make it money, it could be 100 jobs paying the minimum wage. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't want that either. So you got to have jobs connected to it, right?
Service Spring is a fine example of 100 jobs somewhere near minimum wage. It's probably not minimum wage anymore. It's probably way over, or they couldn't get them there. But there are those type of jobs in this industrial.
But they have a lot of, I mean, they easily hit the payroll now. So it's either or.
Yeah.
So I don't mind having a 10 job. Just raise your amount of payroll.
What is the minimum wage now?
$10
and 10 cents.
$10.25. Yeah. Service Spring pays more than that, so I used to work for them.
I know.
But I don't know.
So we're
employing a lot of people. I mean, even if you had a lot of people at $11 or $12 an hour, it's creating an impact to this community. Spending.
$10.25 an hour is federal poverty.
That's why I just said just make
it. They're going to be spending much in the community.
Have it instead of 150,000, make it 300,000, and however many employees on. I personally don't care. It's the money you're bringing in.
What do you think about all that?
That's just my thought.
I'm not on the board.
I think the
dollar number needs to be raised. I think that's a given.
I'd say 450, and the reason I say that is that's close to 80% AMI. So if you're trying to get people over in low moderate income jobs, that's close to area median income for 80% in this region. Well, maybe not Clovis. Long is a little lower, not much. And Toledo is even lower than that. So if you look at the area median income for a two-person family, it's in this area $60,000 a year. So you could actually, and somebody who was 80% AMI, which means they would qualify to live in one of those brand-new apartments or building Sagar Crossings, $60,000 income for two people is that. So that's $600,000.
That would be 10 people at that.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be 10 people at that, if that's what you want to do.
And so he said to lowball it at 450 to start, just
the ability to get a little lower income employee, if you want to do that. But certainly, 61,000 for two people was minimum. I mean, minimum wage now pays you, what, $21,000 a year? 2,080 hours, or roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
And if you had 10 of those, I mean that's a very
45,000 gets you closer to 60 to 80% AMI, area median income.
Well, and like you say, you want to incentivize the more larger companies, maybe they'll be the ones that don't want to live in the inner city or where it's low where they can get the minimum wage. So I'd be happy with the 450, anywhere between 450 and 6.
And encourage the business owners to not be looking at that bottom line, that low number for their employees, their new hires, if they think, you know, I can give a little bit more if I'm getting a little bit back here, and maybe that helps the residents pay more of it anyway.
Yeah, you're going down to 10, 10, 25, and those people avoid paying our income tax anyway. They don't pay.
Right.
So there's no money for the Jets. So you got to be enough where somebody gets over the requirement to actually not get a refund back.
Okay, so in just to keep us moving forward, in eligible applicants, we want to see
a net payroll increase.
Yeah, I'm about this sentence here, right?
Oh.
This one exact sentence. We want to keep the money in the sentence. And similar types of facilities with a pay rate of at least. You want to keep that there, and you want to change the chart. I think it's A. And then change.
That's $21.63 an hour for $450, if that's what you're doing.
And change the amount of the it shouldn't say 150, not any amount of the grant. Yeah, I don't. I just really am not excited about saying 21.55, and then next year we have to change it to 22.55, and that's probably not substantial. We don't have to take it back to our boards to vote on, but.
I think you have to do that just because of so many changes, and I get that. I think this is easy to pass the Maumee City Council.
Yes.
We just need to come.
So next year, if it needs to change to $25 instead of $21, we can, that as this board, it's not substantial. We don't have to take it. You think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you put some language in here that allows this board, when we approve it, to say that this board can
adjust
that amount for
inflationary
increases or something?
I was going to say, and if you're going to increase it, they're going to be
fine.
They're going to be more okay with saying, as long as it keeps going up.
Yeah,
or
so maybe some language that says that.
Yes.
Exhibit A would have to change.
Exhibit A has to change in the blue. I think the blue. The amount of grant has to change. That paragraph has to change. It's not even highlighted. Okay, we're still on eligible applicants, Don. You have to help me with exclusive of company owners and high-ranking administrative and executive staff. we thought, why is that in there? Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Does it need to be in there? We just said $21 an hour, and
I think the point was
you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I know the point, right? You don't want them to average it out.
Yeah, I get really cheap in the house. The owner, obviously, I'm not. Unfortunately, the owner's probably going to have an LLC or a C corp, right? And they're going to. We're not going to see some stuff anyway. So,
you're supposed to be paying into the Jets.
Yeah, but my point is, if you're not excluding paying income tax, you're just excluding them from averaging everybody else up and only having 5 people in a 100-person company that are eligible to pay income tax, right? Because everybody else is so low income. So, why don't you do it that way in between? Say, no owner, but chief executive Jets.
And tell me how you, as mommy, checks on this for us. Like, do you actually do an audit of this?
They have to actually submit us their payroll and who made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each year
they have to file a tax return, and we have to check. We don't get any money back. Somebody didn't pay in. And Jennifer does more of that than I've ever seen many people do. She is sharp, and she doesn't miss stuff typically, except for the fact they ask for the budget.
Depending on which type of entity the ownership is in.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a C corp, you have to list owners and executives, their pay is listed on the C-Corp tax return.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's an LLC or an S-Corp, you won't get the officers, but
the K-1 is passing through and they go.
So you get that, you know, aside from the owner side.
We're just trying to make the point here, so if you leave it in, you're making the point that we want high jobs in this region.
That means your rank and file have to pay. You can't use somebody's $3 million income.
We're leaving it in.
Okay.
We're leaving all of it in.
And we're picking a number, not percentage.
Right.
So we talked about amount of grant. That needs changed, right? It can't be $150,000 and 2 jobs. We're gonna change that.
I like 450.
Just like the exhibit, to 450 is our bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking, Gavin? As you're just now reading this.
I mean, that seems fine to me. I mean, most people aren't going to apply for a grant at $750.
That's what I always thought.
You know, like, take too long to figure out, you know, the pain, you know, process of it. So, I mean, even at $450, what do they get, $2,200? I mean, it's not like...
Yeah. It's almost not worth the paperwork.
Yeah, so...
No
one's moving their office here if their payroll is $200,000 to get a $1,000 grant. Like, that's not the point for them.
A question. With all this that we've gone through, with a great deal of thought has gone into this grant. To what extent is any individual and potential employer coming to us, as I think a couple or three have done in my time here, Is it negotiable for that group? In other words, is anybody that comes here, do they have to fit into this lot that we leave here? Mm-hmm. And then that becomes a form of a contract between us and them.
Exactly, yes.
And then is any part of that negotiable as you see it in the law?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I mean, you'd like to leave this a little broader?
Well, I just... seem to think different, as Gavin has indicated, different people are going to come with different programs
mm-hmm.
to fit into ours. I mean, we've got everything from restaurants and wineries
industrial.
To, mm-hmm. to spring manufacturers. And it seems like we're trying to build in all of the, or build out maybe, all of the negotiability that will come with the individual requirements of an individual applicant.
I think
just saying.
I think we're building out, when I was arguing about putting the dollars in there,
mm-hmm.
the $20 an hour, I think we're building out flexibility, right? We're not allowing that 4-person place or whatever, 3 dental dentists that only make $18. I don't even know the scenario I could give you.
Okay, so we're building
but
a floor in this discussion.
I am agreeing that I would like to see this as And it's a philosophical difference between Patrick and me, for sure.
I'm hearing that.
It's been this way since we started this. I think that this joint economic development zone was created to provide rebates. That's why the law made it, right? I think we should be making it easy for our $150,000 employer to get that $750 grant. And you don't see it that way at all. So.
Oh, no. I've just been doing economic development.
I know.
For so many years. And I've dealt with so many companies. And I just remember sitting there and talking to Tom Lasorda at Chrysler when they put that first plant in Dundee for $1.5 billion. And he says, I don't care about your tax maintenance. It means nothing to per engine cost to me. My costs for labor are so high, I could care less. Mm. And it stopped thinking about the tax abatement. Mm. And then when I talk to these small companies, they complain that if they get such a small thing, we require them to submit this documentation that it's not worth the time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to do that because we get audited. So if you're going to truly use it as an incentive, either make something that's truly an incentive. Because I agree, the $750 is not an incentive. And let's say, and we got to make clear that these aren't full-time equivalencies. These are full-time jobs, right? Because when you work part-time, nobody's taking income tax and sending it to the city for us to divide up part-time right. people. We have to lease them. In fact, we're going to start doing some audits because we did for years, and we are starting to do audits of people who just have been operating all through the city and never filing a tax return, ever. Mm-hmm. So, and they get away with it. It's just too much work, and it's these little companies, and when every time a gas station has part-time people, we're never going to see much income tax off of a gas station.
Well,
this
and,
one here,
and that's another option, Patrick, just to not do this.
No, I think you can do it, but I just got to make sure. I'm
wondering, is it really bringing in that much business, or is it the ease of the service that they get and the land. And
I gotta tell you, I think this makes money accidentally. I just don't think you need to incentivize it, right? It's a good parcel. It's one of the best places,
right,
that you can go.
Right. I mean, with interstates and I mean transportation, airport. I mean, I don't really know if we need to. I think once it got started, that was a good thing to do.
So, is it just simple for us to discontinue the jobs grant?
Yes.
Thank you.
Because we haven't had a lot of.
I mean, go back to 2002. What was the idea that the vying communities put in to forming it to stop all the legal bullshit that was going on?
And share revenue, yeah.
It was to get revenue for each of the communities. And all this other stuff begins to be...
It dilutes it, and it gives away the revenue that we...
Well, there's that.
Yes, and there was some, right, we have to take care of that. Area.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're doing a favor for the low end of the employees that these businesses might bring in.
Yeah, Maumee and Toledo are not competing with the Jets.
No.
You know that. Right. I mean, we could offer $100,000 a year. There are some companies who will always go for the greener pasture, the green land, the new road. I mean, it's just going to happen.
Did I just hear that we don't want to do a jobs grant?
It's an awful lot of work for two or three over a couple of years.
I'm obviously against corporate welfare. I think a company should come because it's the easiest place
right.
to do business.
Right.
Your zoning is fair and efficient, and you get good results without red tape. I mean, I own businesses. I do. In two different cities, and the amazing difference between those two cities and ease of doing business, I would pick the second city every time.
Even if the first one gave you a jobs grant.
For sure.
For $750.
So, just kind of what you said, the ease of doing business is what attracts you. I mean, you're attracted to an area. Most businesses are choosing an area because they have these resources, something like that. This little jobs grant is an added bonus, but they're not making the decision to come here $20,000 a year in a jobs grant.
Right.
You're going to invest millions of dollars.
So, Don, how do we discontinue the current practice of offering grants?
Only have to kick, you know, phase out the old one.
I would recommend the board have a super majority to
vote on making it a substantial change like that that's more than $5,000. And there would need to continue with the contracts that are out in place.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, what you'll get from county and stuff, job grants from Ohio, is, well, you have to do this to compete. Because, just in this instance, I'm assuming you guys have one on the other side of the highway. So if someone is trying to make a decision, oh, we go here or there, then there is an incentive to go to one side of the highway versus the other, even though we're not competing. But, that's like the arms race that
we're cutting each other's throats.
The tax people, the tax credit people, and trying to tell you, if you don't have it, people aren't coming. But I'm still of the opinion, if you are the easiest place to do business, you will.
Well, we don't control that. Nobody on board controls whether it's an easy place to do business or not.
Portions.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. Jack Products and with the screw company. Jack Products and Metal Coat. I was in Dundee and lost those to Maclova. And I couldn't provide enough incentive to compete with Ohio. So they would have come here anyway.
Right. Brandon has actual tools. This isn't really a tool. So I think what I heard this board say is that they would like to discontinue the jobs associated with the Joint Economic Development Zone, and we'll continue this discussion at our next meeting when all of our members are in place.
Yes. Yeah.
Will you talk to Paul in the meantime?
I hardly ever see them now, and it's almost impossible for me to get up to see them.
Okay, so Dawn, can you send an email to everybody that says the discussion moved in this direction, and we need you to review the jobs grant. You're happy to answer questions regarding the discussion, and that at the next meeting, can it be in May? Give everybody some time to do this.
Sure.
Well, because we got Easter clubs.
Yeah.
We'll put it away on spring break.
Our next meeting is the third Thursday in May. May 18th. Thank you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. We will vote on whether to continue a jobs grant or not.
Seven people.
And make that clear with Paul and Brandon, and or with Paul for sure, and he can talk with Brandon because they're next door. Because I think that's where we've come. Because this discussion has gone on way too long.
Yeah, right.
We spent several million dollars in 2028 extension in Hart compared to this.
Yes.
And I think Kevin's making the point, as is Pat, who's going to pay a hell of a lot of attention to this when they're wanting to locate here?
Yes.
So why make more work for ourselves? Or for Don or any other legal person that's involved with this?
Do we feel good how we're going to move forward then?
Yes.
I do.
And Gavin says May 18th doesn't work really well for him.
I'm just one.
I know, but I'd like you, Gavin.
What date is that?
We can only afford to have two people miss.
Yeah, well, so my son plays college baseball at Toledo, and it's Toledo BGG. So
it's a big game.
So it's like Toledo Akron,
May 18th is a scheduled meeting.
How about the 17th?
Can you do it on an off Thursday?
Or? Yeah, could we do it on the 25th? Could we do it on May 25th?
Well, I have a Brown commission. Well, I could make it if...
No, it doesn't work.
That's going into Memorial Day weekend.
So yeah, that's no good.
How about the 22nd or 23rd, Monday or Tuesday?
Dallas Monday and Tuesday of that week.
Yeah.
He's so
funny.
Wednesday
the 17th.
Okay, Wednesday the 17th. I'm wide open and Wednesday the 17th.
Works for me.
And
No.
We got that whole Strong Towns thing. You guys
okay, should we look at June?
Sorry.
What about the week before?
I'm sorry that I'm
That's okay. We were back. June
22nd. I'm not here.
we're here.
Not here either.
Wait, it's June 15th. It's June 15th.
Yeah.
I'm free.
June 15th is a Jed's meeting, not on my schedule.
Good.
June 15th.
I got them all in.
Yeah, then you go with that?
I don't know.
I know.
You didn't know. It's too far out.
Oh, my God.
I make sure it's in your calendar. My 25th wedding anniversary is that week, and I think I'm in the East Coast. That's awful. I might be back on that Thursday.
Isn't the law changed?
You can have a meeting
with you via...
Next month I'm good on that Thursday.
We can just contact a cell phone. Isn't the law changed that we can do that now? They can be removed.
I think that was only temporary.
No, it's permanent. We actually change our ordinance to do it.
Thursday, April 20th. Right?
I think it's permanent now.
Yeah, can we do April 20th? Thursday, April 20th is our regular scheduled meeting. I don't either.
I've got mine there, so I don't schedule anything else on Jen's days.
I'm always.
Let me see here. I'm sure it's on there, right?
It only gives you a month to get.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
To get the language that you don't want it anymore?
Right.
It's like 17 words.
Right.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like there's all that much y'all need to do.
Yeah.
You actually need to do it, right, Dawn? Uh-huh. Okay, so the Jets meeting is now April 20th, right, Kelly?
Then we can skip for Jim.
We are going like
that's the regular schedule.
And make sure that we skip till June.
Yeah. We're skipping until like May, September.
Well, if we don't have anything on the agenda, we'll just.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner.
I mean, next year.
Okay.
We're getting this close, so we only have to come to 1 1/4. So it's a lot easier now.
As possible.
Yep, that's going to be in Dawn's email, and I will follow up. I can even call people, Tracy, and say, I need you, I need you, I need you. We're going to make a big decision. This is like a big decision.
This is the only thing on the agenda. Nothing
this will be the only thing on the agenda.
Will be gone. Yeah.
Continuation, what should we call? Discontinued.
Dissolution of the of the job grant program.
Yeah, there you go. Dissolution of the job grant program and a pledge of allegiance and an adjournment.
And keep in mind that doing that will dispel any future discussions that took all the time it did to come to this point. I find that frustrating in comparing the other things that we should be concerned with, considering the fact that most of the years that I've been on here, that you've been on, since I was started this. So we canceled probably 2/3 to 3/4 of the meetings in a year.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Think of how much younger you can be. You get a lot younger with all that discussion, for sure. We'd all be younger.
Well, and let this.
And that's what I'm also trying to do, Ken. I'm trying to make sure you know the meeting's canceled, not cancel it the week of, right? So that's why I put it until this far. And
I think that's good.
Right. Yeah. There's no point in having something on your calendar and you can't do anything else. So, okay. That takes us to the end of our meeting. I do just want to add with the Jets discussion. Patrick's really aware of this, that they're at crossroads here. There is an elephant in the room. All of these contracts are involved Monclova not being annexed, and we have been annexed, and that just still needs to resolve itself. So, though we're working together and we're trying to make this good, there's still an issue here. So
we're supposed to have this meeting. It was supposed to happen in February, right?
You guys have the documents, and yep, we've been waiting since January.
I did not know they even came here. I was not aware they came.
Alan has.
Oh, he does. I was not aware of it. Well, thank you. I'll check tomorrow.
Has he been followed up with? Or
he's been very good at that. He's trying to prosecute
that's
stuff
how
and
that. That's lawyers do it.
I know he's had a lot. So, but you know, I mean, I've not been nagging him.
I'll take a look at it. I was not aware.
Just, you know, checking in.
Because I was just saying the other day, hey, why is that thing on my clothes? Why are you?
Maybe that can be addressed at the next meeting, so we can take the next couple of months off.
Yeah,
well, it won't be this.
It's not here.
That's going to be my Clover Township Board and City Council.
Okay.
Unless you know. Okay. So with that, any new business? Any public comment?
No.
I am happy to accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Tracy. On the motion.
Aye.
All in favor. Okay. I was supposed to say, sorry. Any opposed? Great. We're adjourned.
Yet.
Thank you.
Opposed. What is this annexation that you just talked about? Is that doesn't concern us at all?
Toledo was involved as a. Well, we want to make sure Toledo doesn't annex us either. We're all part of this agreement,
okay.
And Paul was involved.
I know. Yeah. I heard rumors of like 10,000.
So I'm down.
I get to start.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh.